Curious Studio for another episode of Light the Lamp. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, and the NHL season is underway. I watched all three of the games last night on ESPN's triple header. Oh my goodness. It felt so weird, honestly, to have hockey back on my TV. Like, no time had passed with the summer. But at the same time, it was awesome. I mean, there was some great hockey last night. That first game, Florida, Chicago, that one was a bit closer than I really thought it would be. And then, of course, we had the Penguins and Rangers, the whole Mike Sullivan, Sidney Crosby, all the storylines around that one. Quite a showing from the Penguins, someone that we got to keep an eye on as we get closer to the Ducks home opener, as that's their opponent. And then that final game last night, the Avalanche and Kings. Well, I'll just say that it went in Ducks fans' favor. So Ducks will be taking the ice tomorrow for their season opener in Seattle at Climate Pledge Arena. As I'm recording this right now, I would think that the team is on a plane heading there. So that's exciting. And wanted to note just a couple pieces of team news before we get into today's Media Day interviews. Ryan Strome is out with an upper body injury. He will not be playing for the team on this first opening road trip, the team announced this morning. And then also Ville Husso, who was originally on the opening night roster that was submitted, was placed on waivers yesterday, cleared waivers. Woo. We can woo for that. And he is reassigned to San Diego. So the Ducks have their two goaltenders now in Peter Mrazek and Lukáš Tostál. And that's something that I chatted with GM Pat Verbeek about in a new episode of The Beaker that is also out on DuckStream. So we're going to plug that before we get into the rest of this episode here today. So just a couple things to note before that opener. And also, Beckett Seneca made the opening night roster for this team. I talked to him in the locker room yesterday, and I feel like it's still a little bit of a whirlwind for him. He's trying to take everything in. Said he spoke to his parents on the phone. That was his first phone call. They were obviously thrilled for him, but I can't say his reaction was exactly like what we saw at the NHL draft. I know I mentioned that during his Media Day interview episode, but his reaction was a little bit more tame this time. And I think, you know, for a lot of guys going into their debut, whether that is hopefully tomorrow for Beckett, seemingly so, as he was moved up onto the second line during practice today. We don't really know what the lines are going to be looking like exactly yet, but it's just, it's a lot of emotions. I'm sure, you know, you work your whole life for that one moment, and it's one special moment, but then it's all the moments after that. You got to keep up your play. You got to keep your spot. So for Beckett Seneca, someone that we're going to see with this Ducks lineup this season, as Pat shared when I spoke with him yesterday, similar to a Leo Carlson plan, but a little bit different, I think, in Beckett's case as well. So that's all I think you need to know ahead of this episode. Let's get to the fun of it, back to the cornhole boards and the putting green, as we have four players as a part of this episode here today. Tristan Luneau, Ian Moore, Ross Johnston, and Stian Solberg. Three of the four players are assigned to the San Diego Gulls now. Those transactions came over the last week. But Ross Johnston, obviously, up with the big club here in Anaheim. So we start with Tristan Luneau, who is someone that actually did start the season last year here with the Ducks, was sent down to San Diego, had a really strong year, and it was a tough decision process for this Ducks coaching staff on who was going to stay up here in terms of that young defensive core. And I mean, hats off to them. Like I said, just tough decisions, but also something that Pat shared with me yesterday, he wants to see all those guys get the minutes. And so by sending them down to San Diego, you know, they are going to get the minutes. They're not just going to be sitting out watching games. So that experience is super valuable. And for Tristan Luneau, someone that will start the season in San Diego, but someone that spent a lot of time continuing to get stronger in this offseason. So let's get started now with that interview with Tristan Luneau.
We're here with Tristan Luneau at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Tristan, welcome back to Orange County. How was your summer?
It was great. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to have some fun here today, and we're going to start with cornhole and then head over to the putting green. So you ready?
Yeah, ready to go.
And while we're doing this, let's talk a little bit more about your summer. Where did you spend it?
spent it in Quebec City. That's where I'm from, so went back there this summer. Got a good group there, and yeah, enjoyed it.
How was your training?
It was fun. Got in a couple guys. Gosha and Warren came down. You're good at this. Automatic. Hey, there you go.
You can follow it up well.
Yeah.
I will say Ville Husso is very good.
Yeah, he's a player. Played golf with him. He's good at sports.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah.
So getting to see some of the guys throughout the summer there you're talking about, did you train with them or did you just spend some time away from the ice with them?
No, they came down to Quebec City. We all worked out in the same group, so it's fun to keep the chemistry going a little bit.
What do you feel like you were able to strengthen this off season?
Spent a lot of time in the gym, honestly. Like, that's why I brought those guys too. They're a little bigger, so, I mean, they pushed the pace in the gym and kind of went on the ice too together, so.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, you did good that first round there.
Yeah, good first.
Heading into this season, you know, the year that you had last year down in San Diego, you know, quite a season.
Yep.
Do you have any goals that you've already set for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, just keep building on what we worked on last year. Worked a lot with the coaches and, you know, what it means to be a good, reliable defenseman and kind of keep working on that this season.
Making the all-rookie AHL team, what did that mean to you?
Means a lot. I mean, obviously, like, there's a big part of it's the team and the role that was given a pretty offensive role, so kind of took advantage of it, and, you know, it worked, so glad it worked.
We're going to head over to the golf now. You have your choice of a few different putters. That one actually is still in the bag, but that's a hockey stick putter.
Yeah.
If you want to use that one, or if you want to get fancy with any of the other ones.
Yeah, I'll do a hockey stick.
Okay.
Oh, happy Gilmore. Oh, look at that thing.
Since you've been back in Orange County, what's your favorite thing to enjoy outside of the rink?
I'd say golf. Played a lot of golf since I got here. Maybe I'll bring this putter along.
Yeah.
Oh, water.
Might have to borrow it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say golf is what I do the most outside of hockey.
There you go. Still going to make a hole in one. Let's see if you can.
Well, how many I got? Three?
Yeah. Right. Really as many as it takes.
All right.
Almost.
Send out.
As far as just getting to meet the new coaching staff too, have you had many conversations with Coach Q or any of the new faces?
Not yet. No, ran into them at the rink and kind of introduced ourselves, but no, waiting for it to... Oh, come on. That was it.
Wait, we got to wait until you get at least one. If you want to use one of the other putters, that's okay, too.
Got the rest of it. Oh.
Almost. Granlund was very good with this putter.
Yeah?
Yep.
Man.
All right, let's see. Maybe this one. There we go. All right. Well, thank you, Tristan, for joining
us.
And good luck with training camp.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
From one young defenseman to the next young defenseman, Ian Moore, someone that made his NHL debut when the Ducks had their final home game of the season last year against the Colorado Avalanche. If you remember back to that game, he had an entire section of Ian Moore fans. It was so awesome. He had some of his teammates there. His family was there. Really, really special moment and something that he shared was something he got to reflect back on this summer. Also shared that he went back to Harvard where he was the captain for his NCAA hockey team and he finished his degree. So he's a Harvard grad just like Alex Killorn. Two Harvard grads in this organization currently, at least. So let's just jump into that chat now with Ian Moore.
We're joined now by Ian Moore, who will be beginning on the putting green to get going here at Anaheim Ducks Day. Media days. So, Ian, first of all, welcome back to Orange County.
Thank you.
How was your summer?
It was good. Yeah, it's good to be back. Spent it at home, mostly in Boston with my family, friends. So good to see everyone and train, but excited for the season.
You have some time to decompress after what was the end of a crazy year. I mean, April for you, making your NHL debut.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Went back to school, finished up, and then, had some time to just kind of take it all in, and didn't really, I guess, take it all in until until I got back. But, yeah.
Did you officially graduate then?
I did. Yeah, I went back and graduated.
Congratulations. So, yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So
yeah, it was a fun,
what was your degree in?
Economics.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, now you get to do the hockey side of it.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So
we'll let you start with the putter. So you're keeping it simple there with the putter that you chose, because there are two tricky ones and a great start. So you get to golf a lot?
A little bit with my dad and my brother. Yeah, okay. We golf in the summers. But not as much as I want to, but maybe out here. Golf.
There you go.
More.
Two in a
Jeez,
row.
What, where's this on the course? I'm not a good putter, so I think I might have to run off of this.
Do you want to try out one of the other ones too?
Not if this keeps. Maybe I will.
Now it's time to switch.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more too while you're switching your putter. Let's see what you pick. Okay. Oh, the
that
tricky.
That doesn't look like
it's
it.
The tricky one. Yep. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how this goes.
All right.
I'll let you focus. Okay.
Strong.
Yeah,
not too bad.
Your training, what did that look like this summer? Did you have to change anything knowing that you were stepping back into a different role now, not going back to college?
Yeah, I really, it was a lot of the same, but just kind of took what I learned from here at the end of the year and wanted to put on some weight. So gained a little bit of weight and just focused on, you know, it's a longer season than college. So trying to be, you know, ready for that in the best shape you can. And just focused on, having a good summer, productive summer, and mainly gaining weight and strength as you're playing against older guys. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the main focus. But there's a lot of similarities, too, between the other summers.
Favorite food to eat as a part of the gaining weight and strength process?
I eat a lot of red meat.
Okay.
So
okay.
I know some people don't, but my family, we do. Ground beef, steaks when I can, but ground beef, potatoes, kind of yogurt. Just always kind
of
eating as healthy as I can, but as much as I can, too.
Let's step over to cornhole now that you've gotten a couple of putts
working in,
and maybe we'll let that one go. So we'll both be down here.
Okay, all right.
And I'll let you go first too.
Oh, go ahead. You've seen the
Okay. Coming up this weekend is the It's the rookie face-off, and when I was doing some research, you're going to get to play against your old teammate Jack Barr, who is in San Jose, looking, and you guys have been teammates for a while going
Chicago.
Back to Chicago, and then co-captains at Harvard.
We were, this past year. So roommates for 3-4 years. You had some practice. Yeah, I'm excited. We were texting back and forth, and I'm excited to play him. It'll be a little weird seeing him in different color, but I'm excited for him too, and it'll be fun to just be on the ice with, one of my best friends as well.
Yeah, and getting to play here at Great Park, too, you know, with Ducks fans in attendance. There you go. Well, you got one in there. Yeah. So I've been playing all day. You see? Yeah, yeah.
You set up the block.
There you go.
I think I still lost, though.
We'd have to count it up, but
I think I got one.
It was a close game.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to with training camp and, you know, getting to skate with some of these other faces that, you know, you got to skate with in April, but now you get to know a little bit better.
Yeah. It was, such a great opportunity to be able to get to know them back in the spring. I think that helps just coming in, seeing some familiar faces, like you mentioned. But I'm just excited to get going, get the season going again, and spend all the summer kind of thinking about it, but just a lot of fun hanging out with the rinks, battling with each other, but also just enjoying each other's company and making new friendships and hanging out outside of the rink, things like that. So I'm excited for these next couple of weeks and this season.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Ian, and good job.
Yeah, not bad.
Not too bad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. two defensemen, and now we jump over to Ross Johnston, who has, it's funny, he's been with the organization now for a bit of time since he joined us from the New York Islanders. He's someone that spent his summer in dad mode back home and working on the farm. So let's get into my chat now with Ross Johnston.
We're joined by Ross Johnston now here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Ross, welcome back to OC.
Thanks for having me.
How was your summer?
It was great. Awesome summer, good weather. Got married early July.
Congratulations.
Checked off a lot of the boxes. So yeah, it was an awesome summer.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Was that back home?
It was back home in Prince Edward Island, Canada, yeah.
Did you spend your whole summer there then after? Did you go on a honeymoon or anything?
No, we have a one-year-old, so we just stuck close to home. We didn't really want to pawn her off for a week to someone, so we just spent the time last, I guess, there was 7 weeks after the wedding, so just kind of relaxed and recharged and ready to go for the season.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to keep talking about it, but we're also going to play some cornhole bags, just tossing them, and then we're going to have you get out here on the green as well. So,
okay.
You ready?
Yeah, everyone should be dialed in now.
So we're actually going to stand on the same side too. Well, okay. Same side of these boards, but and we'll see how this goes because
you've had practice early today.
I've had quite a bit of practice.
How's the game?
It's been good. Some better than others. I think as the day's gone on, it's been a little better. So I honestly haven't been keeping score, but the putting I've been keeping track of a little bit more, right, with some of the guys. So, right. But you can go first.
Okay.
So in terms of your training this summer, did it change at all, or did you kind of stick to the same regimen that you have been the last couple of years?
I would say similar. I think you're always adapting to what you think your game needs or what the organization think your game needs. But I'm in my 30s now. I feel like you kind of know the recipe for what gets you ready for camp. So for me, it was somewhat along the same lines what I've been doing for sure.
When you heard the news of Coach Quenneville,
good timing.
Yeah, that was good timing. Yeah. The new head coach, what was your initial reaction?
It's excitement. I mean, a guy with that resume coming in, I think there's a lot of excitement. You can tell the aura around the rink this year. There's a lot of positive energy, and we're looking forward to the challenge of being a better team. And obviously, I think we have the right guy leading us now, which is awesome.
New staff as well along with that. It's probably some changes on that end. Did you get to chat with them at all yet?
Yeah, I think coming in early, a few weeks early, it's nice. Some new faces around, like you said, new coaches. So I've had little conversations here and there with them, and it's kind of nice getting to know them and where they're from, and just getting to know the person rather than the coach before things start up.
Let's see how you do here. Last one. Oh, good last one.
This is huge. Ah, pressure. She's good with pressure.
Do you want to do one more round or head over to golf?
It's up to you.
All right, let's do one more. Let's see how it goes. All right. What was your favorite thing that you, well, probably your wedding. I was going to say, what was your favorite thing that you got to do this summer?
I better say my wedding, for sure.
Yeah, that's the safe answer.
No,
yeah.
The wedding was a big one. Hopefully I only ever have to go through one wedding, but it's pretty special to have all your friends in one place. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of partying, and takes a toll in the body, but it's all worth it for sure.
All right, you can go ahead. There we go, good start. Did you get to see any of your old teammates or anyone this summer too?
Yeah, a few of my older teammates from a different team in Long Island caught up with them. So it was nice. It's always a great time of year to catch up with people you kind of lose contact with. Obviously, throughout the season, you kind of get pretty focused on only hockey. So it's nice to unwind and just check in with all the people that you kind of don't get to talk to throughout the season.
What are some of the things that you get to enjoy? Hey, good one. What are some of the things that you get to enjoy? I had to follow it up. Sorry.
Fourth violation.
Outside of hockey, in the off season, what's something that you get to do that maybe you don't get to do during the season?
I'm pretty repetitive when it comes to that. We have a family farm at home, so when it comes time to going home, I just kind of like to spend time there and just unwind. Like I said, it really simplifies everything. You only get to think about that, and it's a different challenge and different problems and different work kind of things throughout the day. So it just, again, makes you unwind and just forget about things and recharges the whole battery.
Oh, that's all right. Only two more. See how this one goes.
Oh.
That's okay. Maybe we should have just stuck to the first one.
You put up too many guards.
All right, well, let's get over to the green now. Awesome. Do you get to do a lot of golf? Play a lot of golf?
I haven't this summer.
Okay.
I got out, I guess, six times.
Okay, that's better than nothing
for sure. I shouldn't say I don't play, but that's probably a better excuse for when the game's not where it needs to be.
We have a couple different putter options.
Yep.
As you'll see, some of them are a little different.
Yeah, we're going old school.
Everyone seems to pick that one up and be a bit confused.
Why?
Because it's backwards.
Well, I mean, it's... Yeah, I guess. I was just thinking it was some old school thing that didn't really matter. Yeah. But we'll be all right with it.
You could try it out on the seven dot there.
You said you're pretty good at this one?
No. Cornhole is more my forte.
Oh, I said you were keeping track here. this does get different.
When you look ahead to this season, what are you most looking forward to? Oh, see, that was a good start.
Not bad. I think just a fresh start. We have a new coach coming in, as you mentioned, and I think there's a lot of excitement around that. But that being said, there's a lot of excitement over a challenge to potentially making playoffs. That's the goal now, and I think anything short of that, it's a failure. So that challenge is exciting for our room, and everyone's recharged and ready to go. So I think it's a pretty realistic expectation.
One last question for you, Ross, too. Being here in Orange County, what is your favorite thing about getting to live here?
The people, the weather, it's like anything. This is my third season coming up, so take some time to get acclimated to the new surroundings and stuff. But we're in Tustin, and again, we're in the community and just getting to know people and the way people grew up in California. And it's just been a fun few years for us so far.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, and pretty good luck here. Not too bad on the bags, but, you know, we can get some work in there.
One for two. I'll give you the first game.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And the final interview as a part of this episode of our Anaheim Ducks Media Days on the cornhole boards and the putting green, we have Stian Solberg. He had a busy summer, someone that took part in the Ducks development camp. We chatted about that, his experience there. He's been playing so much hockey over the last year, was over in Sweden, then came to San Diego and joined the team at the end of last season. 5 points in 10 games played there. And someone that also got to take in quite a bit of the preseason. Actually chatted with him while he was up in the press box for the one game. And we're just talking about the differences of an NHL game versus a professional game over in Europe. And, you know, it's so funny how different hockey can be all over the world. But at the same time, you know, the sport obviously the same, but just the environments are all different. So that was fun to chat about and kind of see his perspective of, you know, what it's like seeing an NHL arena and an essentially NHL game, even though it was preseason. So let's get into my chat with Stian Solberg now.
We're here with Stian Solberg as we get ready to play some cornhole here on Anaheim Ducks Media Days. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. We're going to have some fun over here, play cornhole, and then you're going to get out here on the putting green. But we're going to talk about your summer while we do it as well. I know you were here for development camp not too long ago. Since then, how was it settling back? Did you go home?
I went home. I went to Croatia and Italy, actually.
Oh, vacation?
Vacation. So that was nice. Had some time off and been training back in Norway.
Okay. And how was the training?
It's been good. It's been good. I've been practicing with my old team that I played for when I was playing in Norway. So it's been good. I know a lot of guys from that team, so it's been a lot of fun.
Makes it a little easier,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Why don't you go first, and we'll keep talking about your summer. Let's see how you do. It was a good start. There we go. And talking a bit more about your time back home, what do you feel like you were able to strengthen this off season to get you ready to come back?
I've been focusing on mostly like my leg strength and getting faster on the ice and just get my legs as strong as possible so I can be ready for the season. You go for one more?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll go back and forth. So. Maybe a little closer. If you get it in the hole, it's 3 points.
Okay.
So you're up next, too. When did you come back to, see, that was 6 points there. When did you come to Orange County?
5 days ago.
Okay, so you're getting adjusted now. Sorry.
5 days ago.
Okay. You have any jet lag or did you?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You got adjusted quickly.
Yeah.
Have you been able to get out on the ice since you've been here?
Yeah, I've been on the ice.
Yeah.
I've been practicing every day, so 5 days I've been on the ice.
Have you gotten to know some of the guys too?
Yeah, some new faces and some guys that I met at Dev Camp and Dev Camp last year and things like that. So it's always good to get to know new people.
Yeah, get to see Beckett again too. Someone that you've known for a while.
My roommate.
Your roommate. Are you guys living together?
We are.
How's that going?
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys cook or what's the dynamic? That was a good shot too.
Thank you. We haven't done that yet. Oh, it's a tie. We got to do one more.
You want to do one more? Okay.
Do overtime or like just one?
We'll do all four.
Oh, all four?
Yeah, we got to do all four.
Oh, okay. But,
so here you go. There's one more. There's your fourth. And then here's mine. Got it.
I go orange?
Oh, yeah. Did you have black? Sorry.
Yeah, I can go orange.
Okay.
You start?
Yeah, sure. I'll start. So living with Beckett then, you guys carpooling or what's this roommate dynamic like so far? I mean, it probably hasn't been too long, but...
No, 5 days. So,
okay.
No, it's been good. We got a little PlayStation on the room that we're playing some games that after practice we go out for dinner with the boys or just do nothing. Just have a good time.
What's been your favorite thing about being in Orange County?
Probably the weather. The weather is really good. So
this is the last station today for me. So I've had quite, see, look, you're competitive. There we go.
Okay. I got to put two.
This is my last one. Oh, what? Okay.
You want to do more?
No. Let's get over to the putting now. Let's see.
Okay.
I think we might have to pick this up another time, though.
I think so.
You probably were the best at it today. So you have a couple different putters to choose from.
Okay.
A little different.
Oh, what is that?
Do the hockey stick putter.
Not going for that one. I'm a lefty, so
okay.
Probably go for this one.
And then you'll start on the 7 dot right there.
Here?
Yep. Let's see how you do. See how many it takes to get a hole in one. Well, I'll let you focus for a minute. Yeah, see, it only took you one. That's pretty good.
That was one.
You're going to be taking part in the rookie face-off playing against San Jose and LA. What are you hoping to get out of that experience?
Hopefully some good games with good competition and some hard games. I hope we can score some goals and win some games and have build the team chemistry a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's going to be a good time and people are going to come watch and see us play.
Do you want to do one more before we...
It's three in a row.
We sign it off. Let's see. There you go. Thank you, Stian, for your time. Yeah,
thank you.
Full shake on it.
And that does it for this episode of our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews. We only have one more left after this one. The final Media Day interview set will come out on Monday right before the home opener next week when the Ducks take the ice to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. It is a 7:30 game. We'll also have some festivities before that, all those details to come. So keep your eye out on the AnaheimDucks.com, the webpage, and also on their social media channels, because I believe that is where you'll find all that information. So thank you, as always, for listening to this episode of Light the Lamp, and we will see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.